I'm talking to the kids that I've already had conversations with, either at a show or even online. I've had conversations with these kids, and it's hard to talk to everybody. But this song really was inspired by them, and I wanted to tell them that it's worth it to just keep going. And it sounds really cliche and kind of, I don't know. I mean it. I mean, I really mean it when I sit here and tell you that.
There was a song that I wrote. It's on a demo type thing that it's out there somewhere online. However, the kids are getting music these days. And it's called Kitchen Sink, and there's a line that says, "A kitchen sink to you is not a kitchen sink to me." Now this is deep. Ready? This is to sandwich my Dumb and Dumber answer that I had earlier. I feel like our generation of people, we struggle with some things. We struggle with a lot of suicide and depression. And not that I claim to be any sort of professional opinion on those topics. But what I found out is those two issues are really centered around the idea of purpose. What's the purpose? Like, what's the point? We have a lot of questions, big questions, right? And we don't have the answers to those questions. And that can really, it can really discourage us as young kids that are wanting answers to questions. So I found out, it's like, well, how can I create purpose for myself? Because I feel like if I had purpose, I'd be able to conquer these two things. And I found through art that you can create the beginning of purpose for you. Not all of purpose, because that's just such a huge thing. But the beginning of purpose can be found by creating something that only you understand. For example, in your darkest hour, when you're trying to figure out whether or not it's worth it to stay alive or just to give up, if you have something that you've created and you know that you're the only person on this earth that can explain that thing, then that can be the thing that you hold on to, and that can be the thing that can help you get through that moment of your darkest hour, I like to call it. So for me, something happened to me at a kitchen sink that was very, it was awesome, it was good, it was emotional, it was great. But the point is, I use that moment to help me get through my tough times, because the point is, I'm not going to tell you what happened at that kitchen sink. A kitchen sink to you is not a kitchen sink to me. Because I like to use that moment as, you know what, if I explain what exactly happened here, then everyone knows, and then it kind of loses its ability to help me justify staying around. So you don't know what a kitchen sink is to me, but it has to do with purpose, and it helps me.
I want to know something. I think this is interesting. I'm going to ask you a question. I want to know the true answer. I don't want to hear you if you mean it. If you don't mean it, don't say it. Don't scream, don't yell. But if you mean it right now, this moment, are you guys happy that you're alive tonight? Did you guys hear that? I mean, when you go out and you leave this show, maybe you'll forget the show, maybe you'll forget some of the songs or whatever. But I want you to know something. If there's one thing that you can remember, I want you to remember that sound that you guys made together. When you're wondering, what's the point, what's my purpose, why am I alive, when you're trying to figure out if you should stay alive or not, just remember a room in St. Louis that you were in where a bunch of people said, you know what, I'm glad that I'm alive. Okay, so remember that, okay? Can you remember?
Into. Third song is a song called Migraine. And no, I didn't really have a migraine when I wrote the song. I've had a migraine before. Actually, I've only had one, and it was awful. But it sucks. I clearly explain in the song Migraine that it's a metaphor. Even in the song I'm talking about, I'm not actually talking about a headache here. I think the headache to me in this song represents an issue. If you think about what a headache is, the hurting isn't the issue. The hurting in your head is your body telling you there's something else wrong that needs to be fixed, whether you're dehydrated or you're not getting enough sleep or your body's not getting what it needs. So it ultimately sets off an alarm that's saying there's something wrong, and your body gets your attention through pain. So if you take that example of how your body works and you think about how your psyche works, I think that a headache psychologically could indicate that there's something wrong, and that was ultimately what I was trying to express. There's something wrong. I don't know exactly what it is, but something wrong with the world, obviously, right? And Migraine in the chorus, it really just asks if there's anyone else who feels that too. It's a cool feeling when people tell me that they also feel that. It makes me feel like, you know, not alone in going through what we're going through.
Music in front of people and seeing who all we can get a part of this and creating something special, something that everyone can be a part of. One of the things I never anticipated was needing to speak about things that are tough to speak about, like tragedies. And I want you to know that last night, I barely slept. I didn't know what I was gonna say. I knew that something needed to be said. Do I say something at the beginning of the show? Do I say something before this song, after this song? I didn't know. So I wrote a few things down, and then I threw those things away. I'm just gonna speak from the heart. I want you to know something. When we decided we wanted to be musicians and we wanted to play shows, we knew that our concerts, the places that the people can come, we wanted them to be a safe place. So we want this area in here to be a very safe place, and that was what we intended from the beginning. But here's the truth. Listen, I'm gonna say some things so we can cheer at the end. This is gonna be a safe place in here. We're celebrating the fact that we're alive, that we made it. I want you to know that music can help you get from one place to the next. And when you listen to music by yourself, you're trying to survive. At least that's what Josh and I use it for. But when you come to a show, you're celebrating. You're celebrating with thousands of people around you that you made it. You made it for that day. You made it for that show. And you're still kicking. You're still here. This is a safe place. What I can't deny, what I cannot pretend doesn't exist, is what's outside of this room right now, which is the rest of the world. And when I heard what had happened last night in Dallas with the 5 policemen who got killed, and also when I heard about the 2 African-American men who were treated unjustly and were killed, I honestly said to myself, what is going on? Why does this keep happening? This is wrong. Something's broken and I don't know how to fix it. I just write songs. And I don't know how to fix it, guys. I really don't. I wish I had the words to fix it. But I don't. All I can say is that this city, I was in this city last night when everything was going down. And even though it felt dark, felt like there was fear, I felt a strength. And if there's anywhere in the world that everyone can look at and learn from, it's from this city in Dallas, Texas. I know that they can learn from this place right here. We have to stick together, guys. We gotta figure this out. We have to stick together. We have to love each other. And I want you to know that all I know is how to play shows and how to write music. And I don't know what kind of power that brings. I don't know what kind of change that brings. But I promise you, we're doing everything we can to try to bring that power and that change to this community and to this world. And I want you guys, when you leave this room, to know that we're asking you to work your hardest to make that change as well. Okay? Safe place in here, and that when we leave this place, we have a little bit of a duty to try to make this world a little better.
We need you.
And we love you.
We love you. Which, if you think about what love means, it means putting your needs before someone's, their needs before your own.
So and I
if
would.
If you need anything, you'd let us know.
I'd let you ditch me in line.
Mm.
You could have the nice pillow if we were sharing a bed. You could have the only pillow. I'll sleep on the floor in my sleeping bag. That's love.
That other people resonated with the words that I said and realized I'm not alone in what I'm going through.
I wanna stay.
This is the last time I'm gonna play this place with this album where Vessel ruled the day.
You can close your eyes if you want. Sometimes things are less scary.
Because things pass, things move on, people get older. But I want you to know that tonight, there is a point. I'm asking myself that question all the time. What's the point? What's the point of homework? What's the point of school? What's the point of jobs? What's the point of all these things? What's the point of life? What's the point of music? I don't know if you've ever put headphones in and pretended like you were the main character of your own movie before. But music can do something to you. Have you ever seen someone talk on stage before? One time I was at a church and there was a guy talking on stage and I didn't really know what he was saying, but what he was saying seemed to be so epic and amazing and probably true, right? But what I realized, when I look over and there's a lady playing the piano underneath his voice. And when you play music underneath someone talking, it's like the most amazing thing ever. But when it stops, it's really awkward when it stops. There's a point. Music can do something to you. It can make it more emotional. There's a point here tonight. I'm not just playing songs. I'm not just playing shows. We wanna do something with you. We wanna create a moment with you. And if you wanna sing it out, if you wanna close your eyes, you can do whatever you want. This is your show. You wanna help me sing? I know where you stand, silent in the tree. Listen. Thank you for letting us write the type of songs we wanna write. You guys bonding with those songs, it really means a lot to us. Listen. We make music. We write music for you to take and you to use by yourself. Maybe it's a darker time. I want to thank you so much for using our music to get yourself from one place to the next. Hearing those types of stories means the world to us.
You saved my life!
Sometimes we get asked the question, you know, guys, why are your songs and your records so dark and somber? But then the show just seems like a celebration. I want you to know it's meant to be that way. Because when you listen to your songs by yourself, it's our goal for someone to use those songs to get from one place to the next. But if you survive, if you make it to the next night, it is also our goal for you to show up to a place like this and celebrate with everyone else around you that you made it to another day, my friends.
I'm gonna ask you a question, man. I wanna know the true answer. Are you guys happy that you're alive tonight? No!
I wanna thank you, crazy people, for liking weird songs.
individually talk about what we're going through, what we've been through, what's coming up. I wish we could all have those moments together individually. But I want you to know, this music thing, it can really help. If you use music, you use these sounds, you use a show like this, whatever baggage, whatever thing you're going through right now, whatever you brought into this building today, I want you to know that you can use this show, you can use this music to leave it all here and leave a little lighter. That's what music does. It makes things make sense for moments at a time. And honestly, when I see you guys all out there and you sell out at a place like this, it means so much to us, and I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Some people would have left, but I want you to know it means a lot that you stuck around even though some things have been happening to us. And what I'm talking about is all of a sudden it seems like a lot more of the world knows who we are, and it's a really weird feeling because this has always been kind of like a family to us, and I want it to remain that way if that's okay with you, okay?
Like-minded people out there who kind of believe in the same thing and want the same thing, and it's really cool that you let us open up with our lyrics and our music and everything that we're trying to do, so thank you so much for coming. You know, I always try to preface with saying I'm not a professional in this field where I don't know exactly what I'm allowed to say or what I should say or what's the most healthy thing to say. I can just speak from what I've experienced and what I've seen, what I've gone through. And this song is talking about how I think we need to acknowledge the fact that people struggle with these issues, and we need to tell them, I get it. Like, I know you can hurt yourself. I know that's an option. I'm not going to tell you it's not, because I think there's too many people who, you know, hear about their kid going through something and they say, no, don't think about that, think of something else. It's like, no, hold on, let's take this energy, this focus, this emotion that you feel, it's obviously negative, and let's try to take it and move it somewhere else. Let's kind of aim it at something else. And so I look at art, I look at music and writing and lyrics and a concert, and I look at those as moments where people can take the things that they're struggling with and really kind of unleash them and pour them out onto this thing. That's helped me a lot. And I would never write about something that didn't prove to help me, because I would never want to talk about something I didn't feel like I knew I was capable of talking about.
And Josh, I love you, man. Thank you so much for being a part of this video, man. Look what we did.
Slide to my dying days. If I'm not there and I'm far away, I said, don't be afraid.
We will create something that only you understand, only you get, because that can really help you feel like you have a sense of purpose.
Did you guys hear that? I mean, when you go out and you leave this show, maybe you'll forget the show, maybe you'll forget some of the songs or whatever. But I want you to know something. If there's one thing that you can remember, I want you to remember that sound that you guys made together. When you're wondering, what's the point, what's my purpose, why am I alive? When you're trying to figure out if you should stay alive or not, just remember a room in St. Louis that you were in where a bunch of people said, you know what, I'm glad that I'm alive. Okay, so remember that, okay? Can you remember that?
Starting things in a minor because it's sad and I like to be sad. I don't know. It just makes life more bearable sometimes. I like being sad. I mean, I like putting headphones in and looking out the window and pretending like I'm a sad little main character of some movie. So I write songs that help that. I don't know why we listen to sad music. It's weird, you know, but it helps sometimes.
So stay alive because it's worth it, and don't kill yourself because it's not worth it. And I really mean that.
Don't give up. Push through the droughts. Channel the inevitable disappointments back into your craft. Break molds. Think. Create. But most importantly, stay alive. And in the meantime, make it about others.